Good morning, our beloved ones. What a joy to think about you in preparation each week. And just, Laura and I are just so thankful that we can pray for you and that we can share together in the goodness of the Lord in knowing you and having you as part of our lives. Lord, we ask your hand upon our children, our young ones, as they're growing. We pray for their parents and all the teaching that is being done within these homes in terms of honoring you and seeking you. And Lord, we pray for our young ones, our children, that they are blessed by you in a most special and wonderful way as each day unfolds in your glory and your beauty. In Jesus' name, amen. So I was thinking this week about the fact that we need to be thanking the Lord for who he is and all that he has done. We need to be thanking him for the joy that we have. I think about my parents, and Laura talks about her parents, and we do so with a joy in the Lord that we were blessed with and are blessed with these parents. You need to be thanking the Lord, and you need to be telling others about how wonderful and that he is and the difference that he makes in your life and all the joys that he brings to you daily. And one of the things that you're going to find in the course of life is that whenever we're sad, whenever we're down, whenever things just seem to be really difficult, when we start giving the Lord thanks and we start looking at how he has blessed us day in and day out, we can rejoice. And our hearts will be lifted up, and we will find ourselves singing those praises unto the Lord, even in the midst of the most difficult of times. In Psalms 86, 1 through 12, the writer of the psalm just lays forth what's going on today in this world, and in my heart, and my guess is probably in your hearts as well. Psalm 86, 1 through 12. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am afflicted and needy. Do preserve my soul, for I am a godly man. O thou, my God, save thy servant who trusts in thee. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to thee I cry all day long. Make glad the soul of thy servant, for to thee, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and abundant in loving kindness to all who call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and give heed to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I shall call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. There is no one like thee among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like thine. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and they shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and dost wondrous deeds. Thou alone art God. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will give thanks to thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and will glorify thy name forever. And we need to remind ourselves of all that God has done, and who God is, and how he works and deals in our lives in blessing us to the utmost in his Son, Jesus Christ. Okay, our song is an encouragement for us as we're facing all the things going on these days. And it's always a joy to sing of the mercies of the Lord, whether we're with by ourselves or with our friends or with our family. Just to let the Lord know through our song how wonderfully He has blessed us and how thankful we are. And we love You with all our hearts and look forward to the time when we can actually give You all our hugs of love. Have a most blessed week. Amen.